In part two of a story about what in-person school looks like in Oklahoma, State Impact's Robbie Korth takes us to Hillcrest Elementary School in El Reno. The district has gone to great lengths to make in-person schooling work.
Teacher Gerilyn Atchison is strumming her ukulele for a class full of masked-up three-year-olds. It's the kind of music time toddlers expect from their teacher. And even though it's a little difficult to sing from behind a mask, Atchison is just happy to be in school after battling COVID-19 herself.
I longed to be back in the classroom. It's renewed my love for teaching.
Hillcrest is home to the youngest children in El Reno schools. About 300 pre-kindergarten and kindergarten students attend. And this year, things are different. After the coronavirus shut down schooling last spring, El Reno educators scrambled to make in-person schooling happen for the fall. They're doing just that by keeping classes separated during lunchtime and recess, and there's a mask on every face, big and small. But coming back to school wasn't as smooth as years prior for some teachers. Despite the new procedures, Atchison was scared.
I was terrified, actually, at the beginning. They can't put the masks on themselves, and so we were literally touching 20 masks 10 times a day.
But now students and teachers alike have gotten into the swing of things, and they spend less time on safety protocols and more time on learning. But pre-K teacher Lindy Harper says being in person is also important for children's development.
There's certain social setting things that you learn that you can't learn not in a social setting.
Harper says Zoom is practically impossible for four-year-olds, and that's why in-person learning is vital.
Well, it's a totally different experience. You actually get an experience. It's not just a screen and listening or slightly interacting. I mean, it's constant interaction and learning all day long.
And that's welcomed by teachers and students alike. There are plenty of interruptions. El Reno has had almost 2,000 quarantines over the course of the school year, and it's particularly difficult for students at Hillcrest. The district's director for instructional leadership, Pat Litaker.
And that's why, you know, it breaks my heart more than anything when we have to quarantine the little bitty kids, because they want to be in school, they want to come laugh, they want to come play, they want to come do that. And that's really sad, and we have to send them home because they're exposed.
Licker says though the quarantines are necessary for the safety of teachers and students, he recognizes they will likely have an adverse effect. Back in Atchison's classroom, she's concerned for students moving forward.
I'm really worried about gaps. Even though we're really working hard and we're doing a lot, they're not going to get the instruction at home that they would get here.
It will take creativity to close that gap. Atchison is even willing to get extreme.
But I think if we can all get back into in-person instruction next year, I think we need to redo this year, honestly.
Some students will have to repeat, but how much learning has been lost because of the pandemic remains to be seen at schools like Hillcrest. For State Impact, I'm Robbie Korth.
State Impact is a collaboration of NPR member stations in Oklahoma. This story was produced by Kately Mills with the Oklahoma Public Media Exchange.